to be noted that no exit arrangements were originally discussed between the two governments to end the bilateral arrangements at the time of negotiation. The US has also been clear in our discussions with them that per the agreement, returning them to the United States is not an option open to discussion or negotiation. This means that all obligations relating to the two subjects has now become the responsibility of Ghana. Mr. Speaker, in exploring options open to government, we have hit two hurdles. The first hurdle being that the agreement that was signed between the previous government and the United States stipulates that, and I quote, the government of Ghana is to take measures to facilitate the integration of Mr. Bin Atef and Mr. Al-Dubi into Ghanaian society, unquote. What this means is that while the United States obligation ends after 2 years, Ghana's obligations continue even after that. In addition, and even more significant, Mr. Speaker, the Ministry of Interior has informed my ministry of records at the Refugee Board, which revealed that the government at the time granted the two detainees refugee status. This followed a request by the National Security to the then chairman of the Ghana Refugee Board. They were issued a decision letter dated 21st July 2016, recognizing their status as refugees.